Fall started this week, and a group of local athletes are going on the road to play in tournaments across the West. That's after a summer of gathering together for physical exercise, mental strategy, and camaraderie. They're playing rugby with wheelchairs. Samantha Wright reports on this unique sport.
Walk into the gym of the Fort Boise Community Center on a Thursday night, and you'll see eight people in specially made metal wheelchairs slamming into each other. This is murder ball, also known as wheelchair rugby. Two teams of four players try to carry the ball on their knees into the end zone. Some team members have spinal cord injuries, amputations, multiple sclerosis, but there's only one criterion they have to meet to be on the team.
You have to have disability in three or four limbs to be able to play.
That's Spencer Larimore, the heart of the Boise Bombers team. He started playing the sport in 2008 in Texas. When he came home to Boise 8 years ago, he started recruiting players at the rehab center at the YMCA, like Megan Zusny. Spencer talked her into playing for just one game. Megan didn't play team sports before then, but she was instantly hooked.
And I got home and I inhaled the contents of the refrigerator and drank a gallon of water. And then this huge smile spread over my face. I had never felt so good in my life.
She says it's like drugs, but all natural.
I was better than puppy dogs, better than chocolate, better than love, better than sex, better than, you know, turkey dinner. It was great.
Since she joined the team, Megan has continued to grow her mental and physical skills for the game.
And being able to use my body, I can't use my body in very many ways in real life, so this is strengthening it so I can use the parts of my body that work.
More than an hour into practice, the Bombers are still going strong. This is a fast-paced, fierce, full-contact sport that often wreaks havoc with the equipment.
Usually about, so there goes a pop tire. That's what it sounds like when the tires pop. It sounds like a gun goes off.
Family and friends give a hand to players by filling tires and keeping score. The sport was invented in Canada in 1977 by a group of quadriplegic athletes. Now it's played worldwide. To the untrained eye, it looks like a chaotic free-for-all. Behind Spencer, a wheelchair flips over and a player tumbles out onto the floor.
Sometimes you'll hit and go flying over. It doesn't happen too often, but it'll happen.
But Spencer says players rarely get injured. Driving up and down the court at high speed, Corey Puderbaugh scores point after point. He was another recruit from the local Y. Spencer met Corey when he was just 17 and spent 6 months talking the team into getting on the court.
He knocked me out of my chair my first practice, and I tried to knock him out. I had no success. And from there on out, I loved the sport.
3 years later, he made it on the USA team and won a silver medal in the 2016 Rio Paralympic Games. He's seen the world through wheelchair rugby, including Japan and Canada. He says though the game is rough, strategy is key. Corey compares murder ball to a hardcore game of chess.
Because you predict what people are going to do, but even then, it's a mind game after that to try and outdo the other person. So,
after more than 2.5 hours, the players finally start to wind down. Corey, Megan, and fellow player Josiah Sullivan reflect on their favorite part of the sport.
I think more of what you get off the court. Just the friendship, the camaraderie.
Watching myself as well as other players grow over the years.
Yeah, lessons learned, being able to travel, meet new people.
Hitting. That's the best part about it, is hitting.
It's the joy at achieving something I never had an aspiration to achieve, and suddenly, look at me.
That's the best part. That's what we all enjoy. When you can see and we hit each other, we all smile.
It really is a test of personal will, you know.
At the end of the night, Spencer talks about why he got into the sport. At first, he wasn't interested in meeting other people in wheelchairs.
Most of them just complain about parking and wheelchair access, and I'm just like, I don't know. I just don't want to listen to the complaints. I want to live life and, you know, and move on and do my thing. But once I got on a team and started being around other quads, I learned a lot more about myself. Yeah, it was a big eye-opener for me, really.
After a summer of practice, the Boise Bombers are going on the road to 5 or 6 tournaments around the country this fall. Confident in his team, Spencer says they hope to win big this year. For Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright.
The Boise Bombers are in Seattle Friday through Sunday for a 5-day wheelchair rugby tournament. On November 8th, 9th, and 10th, they'll host their home tournament at the Garden City Boys and Girls Club.